let's open scriptures. In Zechariah, please. In chapter 4. And we read in verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Also verse 10, just the first question, for who has despised the day of small things? Now over to the New Testament in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we read just a few verses out of Romans chapter 8. Verse 14, 1-4. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So far, the reading of God's word, and we trust that the Lord will bless his word to our hearts. Now I like to speak on a subject quite important, the Holy Spirit. And I hope that the Lord will give guidance, give grace, in order that we get a better understanding of what the purpose and the leading is of God's Spirit. Now I realize that we can talk about certain subjects and yet not knowing much of its reality. And this is always a necessity in our Christian life and even also in the ministry of His good word, that we receive His word and that we know to apply His word in what we receive in encouragement, in teaching, in comfort, or whatever it may be. Now in Zechariah we have read the few words, and I like to draw your attention to it. Not, but. Please look up. Not, but. And these words are of tremendous importance in scriptures. At first the negative and then the positive. Now here we have not I, but Christ. It concerns the person. Can you deny yourself? Can you humble yourself? My dear brother and sister, not I, but Christ. It concerns the person. Concerning the message, the Apostle Paul says we don't preach or present ourselves, but we preach Christ in crucified. Not ourselves, but Christ in crucified. The message, nothing of ourselves, nothing to put in the message, you know, as a benefit for myself.
Just knowing that we have a message. But the message, the contents of the message is not ourselves, but Christ and crucified. Nou, hier in Zechariah, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Tremendous truth. And Zechariah had to realize that it was by the Spirit of God. He was one of the post-captivity prophets. It concerned the time of the rebuilding of the temple. And there was a lot of work to be done, and yet, as Zechariah knew well, it was the day of the small things. But yet, in the day of the small things, great mountains had to be removed. What about our days? Don't you think that we are living in the days of small things? I believe so. But yet the mountains. Small things, great mountains. And only we can go forward in dependency upon God Himself in doing His work by the Holy Spirit. Not by might. Does it not mean not by human power? You know, I think the Lord's work does not depend upon the favor of man. It does not depend upon the disfavor of man. Whether you have favor or disfavor from man's side, God's work does not depend upon the favor or disfavor of man. I had the privilege already longer ago to be in East Germany, that is back in 1962. And it was Easter time, and I was in the area of Berlin, and you know Berlin is a divided city. Across Berlin you have the wall. And I have stood there at the wall and watched over that wall, and I have gone through that checkpoint in order to be at a conference in the east part of Berlin. Now this is back in 1962. The conference at that time were held under certain regulations from the government. And, you know, the brethren of the assembly where the conference was convened, they had to give a list to the authorities who would be the speakers of the conference. And they had to write an outline of the contents of the ministry. Now, I know that we don't like things like this, I know, but these are regulations by the authorities, and there is no other way. And yet, attending that conference there in East Berlin, I was so much blessed in my soul, because I say, God's word does not depend upon the favor or disfavor from men, but only by the Spirit of God. It was a 3-day conference, and I was 2 days over in Berlin, but at the same time a 3-day conference in the west part of Berlin. I attended 2 days in the east and 1 day in the west. And I must say, the west, it really did not give me that spiritual fear of my God in the east. Even if we think about countries behind the Iron Curtain, my dear brother and sister, God's word does not depend upon faith or disfaith from inside, but only upon the word of God. Holy Spirit. Not by human power, not by human protection, not by the protection of brethren even, not by the protection of elders even, not by the protection of a government. It is not by human power or by human protection. We know very well out of the history that in times of persecution, by times of the pressure from authorities above, God's church is a living organism. There are proofs, and you have heard these news from China, that even during the many years that China was closed behind a bamboo curtain, God's word continued. And now that the doors are sliding open bit by bit probably, but we are thankful, and more news is coming in. And we know this also from our brother John Short in Hong Kong, and from the brethren who go over into communist China. God is doing his work. And he has done it over the years that China was a closed country. God's work does not depend upon human power, does not depend upon human protection. God's work does not depend upon human wisdom. Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Paul, as he came to the church at Corinth, and what an humble man we see in the Apostle Paul, and the words he wrote, that he did not come with wisdom of words, but in the manifestation or demonstration of the Spirit and of power. God's word does not depend upon earthly wealth. We think about the church at Laodicea. They were well-to-do people, riches in the church. And the Lord said of that church, thou art here. Thou art here. My dear brother and sister, I ask myself, and I hope that each one of us will ask ourselves, is there something in us that we still depend upon something besides the work of the Holy Spirit? Do we depend upon something? How I say it, you know, we recognize gifts, but do we depend upon preaching? In starting, in the will of the Lord, the series of gospel meetings, we have two brethren who give themselves just like our brethren who gave themselves during the weeks over in Fairview. But again, it is the absolute attitude of our heart that we know that salvation is of the Lord, and that only the Lord is able to do something, what we want, what we desire to see, the salvation of the soul. My dear brother and sister, we don't depend upon human insight, human knowledge, human power, human protection, or whatsoever. But we want to be a people who depend absolutely for 100% upon the Lord Himself. know, I think what we find in the New Testament, for example, concerning the Word of God. The Word of God is mentioned, the sword. And it is our sword. But yet, it has been said, it needs to be sharpened by the Spirit. God's Spirit is like a hammer. But yet, it has to be moved by the Holy Spirit. Oh, may we really have a realization of the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, what a blessed people we are, because we know according to scriptures that we have received His Spirit, baptized in His Spirit as a one-time occasion, the time of our salvation, coming into the benefit of a power, coming into the benefit of a tremendous comforter, to come into the benefit of our guide, the one who is able to guide us, to protect us, to comfort us, to give us all what we need, because all is given us in the power of the Holy Spirit. And according to His Word, we have received His Spirit. And that was the time when I came as a sinner, 19 years old, on that first Sunday of September in 1948. Just recently, I remembered 40 years ago exactly. And on that moment, and I did not have a full realization what it all meant, no. But I knew myself as a sinner saved by His marvelous grace. But I knew in wealth. By the Spirit of God. Not anymore belonging to myself, not anymore belonging to this world, but to belong to the Lord. All Jesus. We have received the Holy Spirit. We are sealed, another expression in the New Testament, sealed by His Spirit. It speaks about property. Now, sometimes I carry a seal with me, but of course there is no necessity for a seal in the country of Canada. Also not in Holland. But in Japan you need your seal. And I have my seal here in my pocket. And that is a ball pen on this side, indeed. This is my ball pen, but here you have my seal. And I take off that little cap. And I press it on paper and you see there in Japanese characters my name, Baume. And every time I have to seal a document or seal something in Japan, and you have to live with a seal in Japan, even the Japanese would say, your seal is your life, because you can't do without it. You can't do it. And you know, as soon as I seal a paper, I identify that paper with my person. Because this is the only seal which belongs to Hans Baum. You can't copy the seal. Every Japanese coming in the age of responsibility must have seal. And seal always speaks, you know, in Japan it is identifying where you put the seal to your person. Now in being sealed with the Holy Spirit, we are God's property. We are identified with God. We have received His Spirit. We are sealed by His Spirit. It speaks about belonging to God. Now in the New Testament, of course, we find the different leadings or the purposes of the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I am going to make it very simple. but I believe scriptural.
When you are saved, God's Spirit is in you as a temple of the Holy Spirit. Now the Spirit's guidance for you is always a guidance according to the things written in Scriptures. Guidance of the Spirit can never be contrary to the Holy Word of God. That is always the full harmony what we see, the living Word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit in me. It simply means that I have a love for God's Word and that I have a heart's desire to do the things of the Lord. As a saved person, it is guidance of the Holy Spirit to guide you unto this step. That is it. Step of obedience. When you are baptized, it is the guidance of the Holy Spirit that He guides you into the fellowship of the saints, the local assembly. That's guidance of the Holy Spirit. What we see in the whole New Testament, it is an abnormal thing, in fact, to have a Christian and saved person who is not baptized. It is an abnormal thing in the Acts of the Apostles to have a baptized Christian who is not in assembly fellowship. Keep these things in mind, especially younger ones amongst us who have not yet the enjoyment of assembly fellowship in their lives. Salvation, the step of obedience, testifying your identification with the Lord Jesus, and then after baptism, to be received into the local assembly. Now I believe in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and I am sure we all do. And the guidance of the Holy Spirit is God's word that He makes you to be a worshiper. Abba, Father. These are words of the worshiper. These are words of the one who knows to come into the presence of God. God's word, guidance of the Holy Spirit is that He makes you to be a worshiper. Towards one another. What is guidance of the Holy Spirit in my life? In connection with my brother and sister. I think it concerns one word. Love. Love. Love and care. Love and concern. And how is love expressed? You love me. How? In what? That He gave Himself for me. Wonderful. Let it impress us. The verse here hanging above that, the platform here. You love me. Can you say that? Knowing that He gave Himself for you. Love is expressed in giving. Love is characterized by giving. You know, we live in an egoistic world. There are too many even in going into a marriage try to, you know, to get out of a marriage for egoistic purposes only. A marriage is a fellowship. And fellowship is characterized by giving. That's fellowship.
And while we give, we prove that we love. That we love.
In a marriage, you know, and I have told that here and there, probably in local assemblies, in the assemblies here, it was not long ago that a young man, you know, came up to me and there were some problems in his marriage and he came and like this and sat down and thought and he said, I can't take it anymore. I am at the end of it. I can't take it anymore. She, because the young brother was speaking to me. And then the problem is, of course, she. So I said, it's very good that you can't take it anymore because you have nothing to take out of your marriage. You start to give. Have you ever given into your marriage? I can't take it anymore. No. Stop taking. Stop taking. Please. Start to give. That is fellowship in marriage. Start to give. And that is love. Manifestation. Absolutely, the word connected with love. What characterizes love is absolutely giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved me so much that he gave himself for me. My dear brother and sister, guidance of the Holy Spirit, God's words is that he makes me to be a worshiper. Guidance of the Holy Spirit towards my brother and sister is that I know to love, to care, to have a concern, and to give myself for the fellowship. Not being there and sit down and try to take out of it and have a profit out of it for my own egoistic purposes. I give myself for the fellowship. Guidance of the Holy Spirit towards this world or in connection with the world. Do you know what kind of guidance this is? Separation. Separation. This is scriptural language. It can never be a guidance of the Holy Spirit where a child of God feels happy in the things of the world. It can never be excuse. Guidance of the Holy Spirit, I say again, towards God is to be a worshiper. Towards one another is to love one another and to give ourselves for the sake of fellowship. Towards this world, no connection at all, because guidance of the Holy Spirit is definitely separation. Separation. Now, guidance of the Holy Spirit, and this is really not an easy thing, you know. Inward is in fact a conflict. Because I am convinced that every Christian has a conflict in his life. We have still the flesh. But we want to be guided by the Holy Spirit, controlled by the Holy Spirit. My dear brother and sister, may we stand in the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we depend upon the Spirit of God? And we know that it is the Spirit's work to glorify the Lord Jesus. And we all realize where you come in a gathering of the saints, where in which the Lord Jesus is appreciated, in which the Lord Jesus is exalted, in which the Lord Jesus is, and you can continue, and my dear brother and sister, how sweet it was again on this, the Lord's day, to be in the morning meeting, to break bread, to proclaim his death, to be in the presence of the Lord, guided by the Spirit in exalting his name,
in exalting the Lord Jesus in his person and in his work. And that is the result of the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, we are not people who always speak a lot about the Holy Spirit, because I say again, we have, in the words of the Lord Jesus himself, the Spirit will glorify me. And wherever you are in a meeting, in a gathering of his people, and you see that the Lord Jesus has the preeminence place, my dear brother and sister, it cannot be anything else than the work and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now may we take it as from the Lord, not by might, not by human power, not by human insight or protection, not by human wisdom, not by earthly wealth. Peter said, silver or gold I have none, but what I have I give you.